It's KEXP in Seattle. Welcome to Jazz Theater, and welcome to these wonderful musicians here with us in the studio. It's kind of a christening moment for me to do a live in studio in this room. Great to have Brian Blade and the Fellowship here in the studio and part of Jazz Theater for this Sunday night. And great to have this band in town, as always. Brian, welcome once again.
Thank you.
Last time it was the Four Seasons and the Symphony Hall, and today it's like the Marquee and a different set of circumstances, as it were. But great to have everybody here. Let's go around and introduce the fellas. On the bass, Mr. Chris Thomas. Chris Thomas on bass. On the sartorial award of the band, definitely it's Myron Walden on saxophones and bass clarinet, Melvin Butler on saxophones, soprano and tenor saxophone, and John Coward, a great composer, producer, harmonist. here in the band, and we're going to get things started with some music because that's what it's all about. I was going to request that you start with Stoner Hill, but I understand that's in the cards anyway. And this is a real place. I'm, for one reason or another, was attracted to the title of the song, but there actually is a hill,
it is.
Stoner Hill. And you're from Shreveport, and you are in Shreveport, and you will be in Shreveport, and that's a place in Shreveport, huh?
It is. That's where I grew up, and my mother taught kindergarten for 25 years at Stoner Hill Elementary School. That's the real place.
You're a PK from there, right?
Yes. My father, this is 54th year as pastor.
Wow.
Zion Church in Shreveport, so they're going uphill, man.
Let's hear the music. Stoner Hill, it's Brian Blade, Fellowship Band, KEXP in Seattle, 90.3, Music Matters. Man, gorgeous. It's an honor for me to be in the same city with you guys, but to be in the middle of the room, and not only in the middle of the room, but like sitting as part of the band. Yeah, let's put some monitors around me. This Stony Hill from the 2008 release, Season of Change, one of four releases from Brian Blade Fellowship Band, the most recent of which Grammy-nominated Landmarks. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from that. Brian, may I say, in talking and being in the middle of this group, that for me you've kind of brought the kind of a focus onto this word fellowship. Like for me, that this band has made that word real for me. It's always been in the course of, you know, my life or just moving around, this word that you hear, see, you run across it, it kind of means something and kind of doesn't in an abstract way. But for me, like with this band, and I have to assume it's the same for all of you getting together periodically to perform together, it feels like fellowship to me, and the music expresses that, I think, to me.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I guess it's a big idea, but, you know, essentially that's what we want the music to bring to people, this idea. You know, God has given us this gift of the music, but of each other to share it. So when there's a listener, when there's someone to receive your, you know, all your vulnerability and all your hopes and all your open heart, you know, like it completes something. And the whole idea of the fellowship band, it becomes an even bigger idea.
It feels like a very kind of a holistic synergy that happens with the band, that it speaks as one voice, but it's clearly five super accomplished musicians, and each on their own trajectory in their worlds. Your trajectory, Brian, has certainly been varied and busy. You've excuse me, got recordings and history with Joni Mitchell, as does John, and even recorded with Bob Dylan, and of course, 20 years with the great Wayne Shorter Quartet, which you were just through Seattle last fall with that band, and absolutely lit a fire in that concert. That felt so great. That was such a wonderful event. Is it like a comfort to you to get back to this band? Is it something that's grounding? You must be very, very busy and travel an awful lot, but this must feel like kind of home to you.
Oh, absolutely. Always, you know, thankfully, there are folks like you who hear music, and you invite us to come to Seattle, and it means a lot to us to have those opportunities, and we're thankful for it. And you know, there aren't so many. You know, if I had my way, you know, everybody would sort of get in the van and be gone for 10 months. But you know, we all have, you know, our individual lives, and the balance has, you know, it's becoming more and more something, thankfully, through our collective commitment to those times when we can come together. You know, everyone can be there.
It's a beautiful thing. Let's hear some more music. I heard you warming up on Shenandoah, a tune you do so beautifully on Landmarks. Let's hear title track, I think, title track on Landmarks, and then maybe go to that Shenandoah before we talk again. It's Brian Blade, the Fellowship Band, here on KEXP 90.3, KEXP.org, around the world, and so many people tuning in and expanding this notion of community way beyond any geographical boundaries around the world. It's a wonderful thing. Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band on Jazz Theater. Thank you. That's gorgeous. Small word. Brian Blade, Fellowship Band, KEXP Seattle, 90.3, part of Jazz Theater, specifically on 90.3 and KEXP.org and around the world, Zooming with video and lots of goodwill, good feeling. I want to ask John Coward a couple of questions. I see he's over there trying to ignore me. John, you are co-founder of this ensemble. You and Brian went to school together like back in the 20s, right?
Yeah, 1820s.
You are currently working with Cassandra Wilson, and like you have worked with so many people, like Iggy Pop, and like producing for Liz Wright, which I know that work and respect that work. Roseanne Cash, Daniel Lanois, of course, has been plugged into this band a little bit,
right?
So many others, and I'm also curious and want to say congratulations on your part in kind of artistic directing the Joni Mitchell tribute concert at Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yes, Brian and I, yes.
Wow.
The two of us, yeah. Thank you.
And how'd that go together? And like everybody in the world played on it, right? And did you do the music? It was
Brian and I both did the music. We kind of split up the arranging duties. Yeah.
And who was on it?
Let's see, at the Hollywood Bowl was Cassandra Wilson and Chaka Khan, Glenn Hansard, Amy Mann.
Herbie Hancock?
Herbie was there. Wayne Shorter was there. Yeah. Greg Lease on guitar. Marvin Sewell, Jeff Haynes.
Chris Thomas.
Tom Scott. Yeah, Chris Thomas. Yeah. Was Mark Isham at that one?
Isham.
Mark Isham.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah. I've always wondered. I always didn't know to say Isham or Isham on that. But thanks for saying that. Man, he did that in the 90s when people were doing those Miles tributes. He did that Miles Remembered tribute. It was stunning. That was just, yeah, that's great. And Brian, and you toured with Joni for a number of years as well and appeared on four or so recordings. John, were you on tour with her as well?
No, yeah. I never toured.
I fell down the YouTube rabbit hole the other day. I wound up on some Joni Mitchell live dates with Jaco and the band and Pat Metheny and stuff. And just incredible musicality. What are you working on now? I mean, what are you working on now? You've always got something in the irons in the fire. And what's up?
I'm producing a couple of records in New York, a singer named Maria Neckam, and about to produce a singer from Spain named Eva Cortez, doing some arranging for her. And then I've got some other projects coming up, maybe, going to do some writing for.
Yeah, fantastic. Great to see you here. Everybody, great to see you guys here. It's always such a treat. And I know you came up from Portland on Portland Jazz Festival yesterday, right? Yes. And where to now? What's the trajectory with the Fellowship Band?
We have a few days off. Everyone goes home. And then we meet up again in the Midwest. Well, actually start in Minneapolis and Evanston, Illinois. And end up in Toronto. And take a little break again.
It's always a treat to see you here. An extra treat to be able to do this live in studio, KEXP, have it part of Jazz Theater, my show. I also want to say, just to put it out there, that I am the director of Earshot Jazz, and we are producing the concert this band is in Seattle for today. The concert will already have happened, so the promotional value that we'll receive from this airing about 3 days later is marginal at best, but it's such a treat to have this band here in the studio and in the city and part of what we do here at KEXP. So thank you very much. You got one more tune to do from the most recent release, Landmarks 2016, Grammy nominated. Tell us what that tune is and then let it rip.
Yeah, it's Farewell Bluebird. It's just one of those memory songs, but
and the meaning of that Bluebird being a code name for something?
Yeah, it was a place we used to frequent and have Huevos Rancheros and a lot of meals during college. So,
very well.
Yeah.
Thanks again so much for being with us.
I want to say KEXP is such a great station, and what they do, this whole crew, and just what they provide to people who are willing to listen and watch is incredible. So we're thankful to be here today.
I appreciate you saying that, and I'd even stretch it out a little bit to say that, you know, that you guys came here with a strong desire to be part of this radio station and to do the in-studio. I think it speaks to the strength of the station too, and the reach that these great sessions have had and will continue to have. So thank you so much for saying that.
Thank you.
KEXP Seattle, Brian Blade, Fellowship Band. It's the Fellowship Band, Souls Have Been Saved. Chris Thomas on bass, Myron Waldron, Melvin Butler on saxophones, John Coward on keys, and Brian Blade, the drummer. Brian, thank you so much. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Safe travels, and come back soon. It's KEXP Seattle.